From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Every year about this time, figures are released on wine consumption and preferences. If you're like most Americans, some of the numbers won't surprise you. However, there are some revelations to share. More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Are Americans drinking more or less wine? And what are they spending their money on? Well, according to the Wine Market Council's annual report on U.S. wine consumer trends, American wine lovers consumed a whopping 297 million cases of table wine in 2013. That was an increase of 1.5 million cases over the prior year. 2,000 people participated in the Wine Market Council's survey, and 47% of them said they were buying budget wines under $10 a bottle. 30% of Americans are going for the good stuff that the council categorized as wines over $20. But here's the amazing revelation. Nearly a quarter of all wine drinkers are getting their vino in a box rather than a bottle. That might best be explained by the fact that more and more quality winemakers are choosing to sell their wines packaged in boxes containing airtight bags, which keeps the wine fresh for a considerably longer time than bottles which have been opened but not fully consumed. And just who is consuming all this wine? Well, it happens to be the youngest generation of legal wine drinkers who've made the transition from fresh juice boxes to boxes of fermented juice. This is David Wilson on Uncorked.